Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Who in the room? Who in the room? He in the room? She in the room? Me in the room? You in the room? Who in the room? Boom.
So this is where we find out what you think about us, and then we learn a little bit about ourselves, too. Who's going to play Who in the Room today, Lil Jess?
The lovely Kendra Farr.
Kendra, what part of town are you from?
Northside.
North town. Hey.
Fine.
Kendra is
North town. Hey.
New listener. That's good. Job, we could take as many of those as we can get. You really wanted to play High Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland, huh?
Yeah.
How much do you hate this show generally?
Well, weirdly, I listen to it all the time, so I can't hate it that much.
Okay, fair enough.
Love you.
Well, good. You should be good at this, though.
I like those ringing endorsements we get. Well, you know, I don't hate it that much.
I suppose. Yeah, I just hate it a little.
Awesome.
Pick a number between 1 and 250.
127.
127. Who in the room do you believe tears up the most at sentimental commercials? Who in the room? Chet Spence, Kayla, or Lil Jess?
I'll say Kayla.
I think that's an easy choice. Yeah, I know what Spence is going to say, and he's right.
It's Chet. Chet cries when a balloon pops. I can take a
gut punch any other way. I mean, bad stuff. I'm cool. You show me a puppy in a commercial.
Yeah.
And I'll tear up.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll cry at, like, the Purina commercials, too. Like, when they're just like, oh, look at Purina Puppy Chow. And then the dog goes up and eats it. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Did you cry to the Nike commercial?
Oh, yeah. No, I cried. I was happy. I was energized by the commercial and went back to crying.
They did I believe that we will win. With the U.S. women's soccer team. And it was a great commercial. All right. Another one between 1 and 250.
22.
Who in the room would donate the most money to charity if they won $5 million?
I'd say Spence.
You would be so wrong.
That's interesting. What would lead you down that path?
I don't know. He seems very knowledgeable, and I don't know.
Worldly.
Yeah.
He's puffing his chest out at the moment. He's very proud that you said that, and rightfully so.
No, easy, Chet. It's an easy butt.
I would donate quite a bit. I would. I wouldn't donate as much as Chet would probably, or anybody else in this room. But I would, basically for the tax purposes.
I was going to say, I think Chet for the tax purposes.
Yeah, smart. Donate just enough, just to get the tax break.
Smart. Smart. You want to do one more? Give us one more number between 1 and 250.
All right, 211.
211. You know what I love is we haven't had any of these before. And I play this legit. Somebody said one time, well, why do you, well, you know, the time where you're spent searching, that's ridiculous. No, it kind of builds the tension a little bit. And then it excites us too because we're like, oh, because I could just go ahead and pick three.
Yeah.
Who in the room, oh my goodness, who in the room would be the hardest to recognize in a picture from their fifth grade photo?
I'd say Kayla.
Spence.
No. Yeah, Spence for sure. I look exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah. My fifth grade photo, I got most photogenic, and right now it's still true.
I feel like girls change the most, you know, with all makeup and everything else now.
Did everybody take a minute to let that sink in, what Kayla just said?
It was funny. I mean, it's true. It really is.
No, I totally.
You didn't hear what she said? She goes, yeah, in fifth grade, I was voted most photogenic, so and it's still true.
So listen to this. When I was in fifth grade, they give out the awards, and your teacher, and my teacher gave me most photogenic, but at the time, I thought that meant, like, I was a good photographer, and I'm like, yeah, I have a career that I'm going to do, and then I'm like, oh, but I didn't take photos back then. I don't know why I thought
that. No, she means I'm pretty.
And I am to this day.
Who'd be the hardest to recognize? Spence, all day for me.
I've never seen your kid photos, so
Who do you think would be the hardest to recognize?
I would say you, Chet, just because I've never seen you with your hair.
It's the same, just with hair.
I don't know.
It really is.
You do look very different when you had like longer hair. Like, oh, yeah, you do look really different.
On the porn stash?
The porn stash. Oh,
that? Kendra, thank you for indulging us and playing Who in the Room. We're going to play High Low. I Want to Go to Disneyland next, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Hang on 1 second.
Who in the Room? Who in the room? He in the room? She in the room? Me in the room? You in the room? Who in the room?
Who? The Shep Buchanan Show.
My twin daughters, 9 years old, have wanted to go on a cruise for a while. My husband and I decided that we'd start saving, but the girls would have to help, and we kind of set it up that they are paying for the cruise. So whenever either one of them would get an A on a school assignment or do a good day deed or do extra chores or whatever, we put a little more money in the cruise fund. The girls had earned almost enough, and we were sure that they'd be able to earn the rest in the next few weeks. There's over $5,000 in the cruise fund.
Oh, wow.
Job.
That's awesome. Girls are in Girl Scouts right now. They've been working towards a badge that involves community service. So they've been volunteering at a homeless shelter. This weekend, girls told me they wanted to use the cruise fund to help the homeless. They heard how the shelter had to turn people away at night because they didn't have enough beds and didn't have enough money to get more beds.
Oh, no.
And how some supplies like toiletries were in short supply. I asked where the idea came from. They said they thought of it themselves. They just didn't think it was fair for them to be using the money they earned to go on a cruise when there are people. Oh, my God. This is beautiful.
It really is.
And I thought that was a lovely idea. I was blown away that they'd decide that they'd rather donate. How old are these girls? Twin 9-year olds. They'd rather donate the money than go on a vacation that they'd been excited for almost a year now. I told my husband what the girls had said. He said, "That's cute." I'm assuming.
You know that's how he did it.
I'm assuming you can't always tell. Well, you know, from the written word, my guess is that's cute. But obviously, we're still going on the cruise, says my husband. That bothers me. And I told him that the girls had earned that money. Well, they didn't earn all the money. They earned all the money.
I'd be willing to bet it's like, we have the vacation fund and we know what we're going to put towards it. But Susie girls, got an A. Yeah, $20 in the cruise fund.
Regardless, the girls think.
The girls think they've earned it. Bothered me, and I told my husband if the girls had earned that money and want to do something selfless with it, we should encourage that. What would we be teaching them if we said no? That having fun is more important than helping people less fortunate? He said the girls hadn't earned that money. He had earned it by working. And even with their little chore agreement, it wasn't their money. My husband wants to go on vacation. I started to feel like he wanted to go for selfish reasons. What should we do?
By the way, vacation is selfish reasons.
Yes,
but
it is.
You know what I mean, though?
I mean, trust me, I understand whatever, but I've wrestled with this since last night. But let's not so quickly crucify the husband. Oh, this is why I know we don't have enough time.
Oh, man, that's so tough. Because they think that they earned all that. Oh, my God.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! It's Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, should we try and take a swing at this while we got half a second?
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of time, but we can try and make something out of this. Twin daughters, 9 years old, wanted to go on a cruise for a while. Husband and I decided we'd start saving, but the girls would have to help.
Yeah.
They'd have to help.
Earn money.
Yeah. Whenever either one of them would get an A on a school assignment, do a good deed to help somebody, do extra chores, etc., so on, we'd deposit a little more money in the cruise fund. So it was coming from mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
By now, the girls had earned almost enough, and we were sure that they'd be able to earn the rest in the next few weeks. There's over $5,000 in the cruise fund.
Damn.
$5,000. That's going to be a good cruise.
Yeah,
they get outside cabin.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's got to be one of those, like, Hawaiian cruises where they're, like, 11 days or something like that. That's, I mean, $5,000 for a cruise?
For four of them.
For four of them?
I guess so, yeah.
Have you been?
Yeah, I've been on cruises. It's been a while, so I guess they're probably more expensive now.
Well, and again, get outside cabin because it is a difference. If you if you're looking to cave out and you need some sleep, then get the inside cabin.
Yeah. Right.
Because there's no windows.
Yeah.
But you also want to do
pitch black.
That's all we did.
You want to do excursions. You always got to do the excursions.
Yeah, if you're posting up places.
So girls and Girl Scouts right now, and they've been working towards a badge that involves community service. Them and several of their friends have been volunteering at a homeless shelter's cafeteria. So this weekend, the girls said they want to use cruise fund to help the homeless now. Because they heard that the shelter has had to turn people away at night because they didn't have enough beds and they didn't have the money to just get more beds, and how some supplies like toiletries were in short supply. By the way, if it's any one of the places down on, you know, down by Four Master, y'all call us first before you take these little girls' money. Because I've told you we will help you. So mom asked where the idea came from. They said they thought of it themselves. They just didn't think it was fair. They didn't think it was fair for them to be using the money to go on vacation, you know, when there were people in need.
Yeah.
I thought it was lovely. I was blown away that they decided that they'd rather donate the money than go on vacation. And they've been working towards this for almost a year. I told my husband what the girls had said. He said, "That's cute."
Such a dad.
That's cute.
Adorable.
Obviously, we're still going on the cruise, says the husband. That bothered me, says mom. I told him that if the girls had earned that money, want to do something selfless with it, we should encourage that. What would we be teaching them if we said no? That having fun is more important than helping people less fortunate? He said that girls hadn't earned that. It was a girl's money.
He didn't earn that money.
That's his money.
That's right, Pops.
You can see this conversation.
Yeah.
Oh.
And even with their little chore agreement, that was his money. Plus, he'd always wanted to take the kids on a big, elaborate vacation. I started to feel like he wanted to go for selfish reasons. Maybe.
You want to define that as selfish?
I'm thinking, like, when I was growing up, my mom would have said, "No, knucklehead." I can't imagine. I'm trying to figure out the situation where my mom would have said, "Yeah, okay, we're not going to Hawaii."
Yeah, right?
You know?
My mom would have done that. My mom would have been like, "Oh, we can, okay, let me talk to your dad and see." My dad would have been like, "No, we're going on that trip to North Carolina."
We literally have less than a minute. Where do you stay? Should we just table this? You know what? Let's take calls. Let's give this the attention it deserves. 702-364-9898. I think I have a way through. A way around. I think I have a way around, but I'm not sure. Okay. I'm really not sure. Spence and Kayla, I can tell, have very strong opinions.
Yeah.
And I think they're on the same side. What side are you on? Should the girls donate the money? Nobody goes on vacation? Or, you know, are you with the dad that, what are you, nuts? It's $5,000. $5,000. Patricia in Northtown, hey. What did you say? Let the cruise line know what?
I think it'd be awesome to let the girls donate. That shows them selflessness. It's like they're giving up some. They wanted, the parents wanted too, obviously a little bit more. But if the cruise lines knew, like Carnival or Disney, like, let them know what the girls did. See if they step up and give the family a cruise.
Hmm. That's not a bad idea.
Take a shot at the dark that it gets out there via media. And somehow magically it ends up as
like if they were there like with news or something or with you guys showing, you know, that they were there donating it.
Yeah, some social media or something else like that. Yeah, and then it builds from there. That's not dumb, and it makes them say it could work.
Show the kids the joy of doing for others. I remember, Chip, this is long before you guys were, when my daughters were little, and they're grown now with kids of their own. We took toys to the toy drive.
Yeah.
And my daughters saw all the bikes there, and they're like, Mom, why couldn't we bring bikes? I went right to Walmart and bought two bikes, and they took bikes back.
That's how we get you. That's how we get you. No, bring the kids in. Let them see the bikes. Then you got to go get one.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just joking. It just
no, we brought two.
Yeah, it happens.
They took one, so.
No, that's how. That's no, we get it. We get it. Patricia, thank you. We got to run. Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
I have one issue with this plan.
Well, we got time.
Okay.
We got time. We will hear Kayla's issue in its entirety. And more of your thoughts at 702-364-9898.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
If, in fact, we are going to try and get everybody in on this, we got to go quick. So there's twin 9-year-old daughters. The family wants to go on a cruise. They've been allowing the girls to help earn money to go on this cruise by, you know, getting good grades and doing chores and whatnot. So they've been contributing, I'm making air quotes, contributing to the cruise fund. They've got up over $5,000 in the cruise fund. The girls, through Girl Scouts, have been volunteering at a homeless shelter, and now they want to donate the cruise fund to the shelter, which is awesome. I'm just laughing at just because that's wow.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, and it's awesome. And Mom's kind of like, well, we kind of got to do it. And the husband is like, oh, that's cute. We're going on the cruise. And Mom's bothered. Dad is saying, oh, that's my money. They didn't earn that money. I mean, they earned it, but they didn't earn it.
It's his money.
It's his money. And that even with their, quote, little chore agreement, it wasn't their money. So she's just reaching out and looking for help. Kayla had very pointed thoughts. We'll get to that in just a second. Hot Chick Ryan, speaking for P1s everywhere. you think you and I are of like mind on this. There's a way around, isn't there?
Great minds think alike, yes.
So would you like to tell her? We really don't have a whole lot of time.
My thought was, why not do both? You can allocate a little bit of the cruise fund for the homeless shelter, show them that, yes, you can give back, but they also, you know, quote unquote, earned that money. And part of that agreement was good grades, doing nice things for people. So you're doing an amazing thing donating to this homeless shelter. We're going to reward you by also going on this vacation that is, spoiler alert, also kind of for Mom and Dad.
Yes. Great job. All right. Whatever happened to the good old days of lying to your kids?
I don't lie to them. Guess what? It's very simple. We already paid for it. Sorry, the money's gone. And then you use it as a teaching moment. You educate them about the world of non-refundable deposits.
Oh, you know what? That's really funny.
Oh, that's interesting.
No, that's really funny. Liz, you just said the same thing as Spence.
Yes, they did. Yes. And I would tell them it's a wonderful idea. Let's take the next couple of months, do the good jobs you guys have been doing to earn the money, and then we'll see what we have to give, and then we'll make a nice donation then.
I love that. Jenny, you're like, screw those kids. We're going on the cruise.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they used their blood, sweat, and tears. They didn't do a car wash, a lemonade stand. They weren't making jewelry and selling it up the swap meet. I mean, they didn't technically earn the money. You know, the agreement was, get good grades, we're going on a cruise. So, you know, stick with the agreement. They want to donate money later, great. You know, put them in a sweatshop.
Okay.
Like, you know. Wow. Go on the cruise.
Yeah, let them make some soccer balls. Yeah. I got you. No, I see what you're saying.
Absolutely.
I see what you're saying. David, David on the West Side, if this was your mom, what would have happened?
Oh, no. My mom would have pretty much said, okay, so we're not going on the cruise. We're going to donate money. And I'd be like, yeah. My dad would have had a fit. He'd be like, nah, but he would have got voted. We would have went on that cruise.
Oh, okay. I thought initially it was, yes, Dad would have gone on the cruise alone. Like the family.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
90.5.
90.4.
KLUC.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.